This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Jamaica Taylor, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. First name is J-A-R-M-E-I-K-A. Last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Dear Ms. Taylor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Josh Alves, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-O-S-H. Last name A-L-V-E-S, A-L-V-E-S. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old male, height 6'1", weight 229 pounds, who was involved in work-related injury on or about July 5th, 2023, period. This occurred at IMI, capital I is in Isidore, capital M is in Mary, capital I is in Isidore. So this occurred at IMI while he was cleaning out the back of his truck after he performed a job, period. He slipped and fell, landed on his left arm to avoid hitting his head, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. He had immediate pain in his low back, comma, left wrist, comma, left elbow, comma, and bruising to the left leg, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain in his low back, comma, left wrist, comma, and elbow, period. New paragraph. His low back pain causes pain and diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a herniated disc, period. He was treated with surgery in February of 24, comma, physical therapy, comma, injection, comma, and medicines, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the toes, period. He's experiencing pins and needles sensation as well as burning, period. New paragraph. The left wrist, pain and diminished range of motion is causing daily problems, period. He was told that he had a fracture, period. He was treated with surgery in 2023, as well as physical therapy, comma, and medication, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a stabbing, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the forearm, period. Due paragraph. His left elbow pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that there was a fracture, period. He was treated with physical therapy, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 5 to 6 times a day, period. The duration is 1 hour each, period. It is a throbbing, piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day he was seen at Riverview Emergency Room, treated and released after x-rays and being placed in an immobilizer for his arm and sling, period. Approximately 1.5 weeks later, he was seen by orthopedics at a sports medicine facility, Indiana Orthopedics. He was seen several times. X-rays were reviewed. He was told that it healed incorrectly and advised surgery to re-break and he did have surgery of his left wrist in August of 23 period. He had physical therapy at Athletico several times period. MRI of the elbow was done at Reyes showing a fracture and advised a sling period. He was experiencing more low back pain, and he returned to Indiana Orthopedics. They did an MRI and x-rays. He was given an injection. He was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's, and he had back surgery at St. Vincent's period. He then had physical therapy at Athletico period. He saw Goodman Campbell brain and spine and given weight restrictions period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over 5 feet, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, football, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, driving over 30 minutes, comma, housework, comma, and yard work, period. New paragraph. Medications include a muscle relaxer, comma, gabapentin, comma, and pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes muscle relaxers, comma, gabapentin, comma, pain medicines, comma, exercises, comma, ice and heat, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, unremarkable. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals back surgery for this injury in 2024, period. Left wrist surgery for this injury, July of 23, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past period. The patient never injured his left wrist or left elbow in the past period. The patient never had a work injury in the past period. The patient was never in a serious automobile accident, period. The patient was involved in a minor automobile accident injuring his neck in 2020. He was only seen in the emergency room without any treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient was in the past a driver of a concrete mixer, period. He missed 4 to 5 months of work as a result of this injury, period. He is working part-time now as a delivery driver and had to change occupations to a lighter job because of the weightlifting restriction of 30 to 35 pounds, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics PPI rating. Dated December 22nd, 2023, states he had a left distal radius fracture and left elbow coronoid fracture, period. The distal radial fracture was treated with surgical repair, period. The coronoid fracture was treated with closed treatment, period. For his wrist, he has a 3% left upper extremity impairment based on wrist extension, comma, 3% left upper extremity impairment based on wrist flexion, comma, 1% left upper extremity impairment based on wrist ulnar deviation, period. Added together, this gives 7% left upper extremity impairment, period. For his elbow, based on table 1533, his impairment was calculated to be 33% upper extremity based upon elbow flexion, comma, 2% left upper extremity impairment based on elbow extension, comma, 1% left upper extremity impairment based on combined elbow supination and pronation, period. 6% left upper extremity impairment from the elbow, period. This is a total of 12% upper extremity impairment, period. 7% of the whole body, period. End of report. Emergency room report, River View Health, July 5th, 2023, 25-year-old male who presents with left wrist pain, period. The patient was at work, slipped from his truck, falling approximately 5 feet to the ground, period. He fell directly on the left wrist, period. He complains of left wrist pain, period. He also landed on the hip and has some soreness in the hip, period. On physical examination, tenderness over the distal radius and ulna, period. Pain with all ranges of motion in the wrist and elbow, period. An abrasion over the volar aspect of the distal ulna, period. X-rays of the elbow. Exam sensitivity decreased by lack of oblique view, period. There's no evidence of fracture or joint effusion, period. Exam of the left wrist, x-rays, fracture status post-reduction, period, was the indication. Impression is comminuted, acute fracture of the distal radial metaphysis is again seen with dorsal displacement and angulation, period. The level of displacement and angulation is similarly compared to the prior study, period. And this was compared to radiographs of July 5th, 2022, period. In this last report that I mentioned on x-rays, it actually dated July 5th, 2023. ED course, patient with comminuted slash displaced distal radius fracture, period. Attempt at reduction with splinting and follow-up as an outpatient, period. He was given morphine, 6 milligrams IV. He will be discharged with prescription for Norco, period. End of report. Reyes radiology report. June 21st, 2024, MRI of the lumbar spine, conclusion 1, interval discectomy at L4-5, annular bulge with facet arthropathy, results in left lateral recess stenosis with descending left L5 impingement, period. 2, additional discectomy at L5-S1. 3 mile disc bulge, L3-4, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics note, July 10th, 2023. X-rays show this patient has a left distal radius fracture with significant comminution and displacement, period. There is an intra-articular extension, period. The patient has a left distal radial fracture that is unstable with displacement, period. I recommend surgical treatment with open treatment of the left distal radial fracture, period. End of report. Fisher Specialty Surgical Center operative report. Post-op diagnosis, left distal radial fracture, period. Procedure performed, open treatment of left intra-articular distal radius fracture with internal fixation of 2 main articular fragments, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics note, July 26, 2023. Assessment is pain in left elbow, period. Today's x-ray raises some suspicion of a possible fracture of the left elbow, comma, specifically involving the coronoid tip, period. We will obtain CT scan to further evaluate this, period. Meanwhile, we will protect the elbow with sling immobilization, period. End of report. Reyes Radiology, August 7th, 2023. CT of the elbow. Conclusion, minimally displaced fracture of the coronoid process, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics, January 16th, 2024. Assessment, radiculopathy, comma, lumbar region, period. No apparent prior issues, so think symptoms related to work incident, period. Lumbar MRI from December 17th, 2023, reviewed with patients showing large herniated nucleus pulposus central and towards the right at L5/S1, causing significant central into the right stenosis, period. There is also a central disc at L4-5, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics, February 27, 2024. On February 12, 2024, he had an L5-S1 intralaminar epidural steroid injection, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics, electrodiagnostic consultation, impression, left L5-S1 radiculopathy and was an abnormal study, period. End of report. Ascension, St. Vincent's, Indianapolis, March 1st, 2024. Post-op diagnosis, herniated disc, L5-S1. Procedure is a left L5-S1 discectomy, 2 microscopic discectomy, period, end of report. Fisher Surgical Center, note February 12, 2024. Procedure performed, L5-S1 intralaminar epidural steroid injection, period, end of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of July 5, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal, distinct limp due to this injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 5x1 centimeter hyperpigmented scar involving the left ventral wrist due to this injury, as well as a surgical scar involving a large vertical aspect of the lumbar region with 1.5 centimeter width, period. Both the above scars are due to this injury, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Thoracic area, unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right elbow was normal. Examination of the left abnormal was abnormal with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, period. There was diminished strength and tenderness of the left elbow, period. Examination of the right wrist was normal, period. Examination of the left wrist was abnormal with flexion diminished by 24 degrees and extension by 20 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the left wrist, period. There was 5% swelling of the left wrist with tenderness and crepitance, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength and palpable tenderness, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 34 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 58 degrees left and 78 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1/4. The remainder of the reflexes were 2/4, period. There was diminished sensation of the left calf and the left plantar aspect of the foot, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. the patient was unable to walk on his heels and toes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, L4-L5 and L5-S1, herniated nucleus pulposus, comma, bulging disc at L3-4, period. The above resulted in surgery done March 1st, 2024, period. Number 2, left wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and fracture distal radius, comminuted and displaced with intra-articular extension, period. This required surgical repair, July 11th, 2023, period. Number 3, left elbow trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and fractured coronoid with displacement, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of July 5th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following 3 impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 19% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left wrist, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, period. In reference to the left elbow, utilizing Table 15-4, the patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, period. Combining these impairments, the patient has a total 27% whole body impairment as a result of the work-related injury of July 5th, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all 3 areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all 3 areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told by the doctors that he may need another back surgery of a lumbar fusion down the road, period. I certainly agree that as a patient ages, this will be very likely, period. Ongoing medication of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics would cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his back and arms would be $2,800, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back and arm brace will cost approximately $300 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.